The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And today we're so happy to have Morgan here from the Berkshire Carousel, talking all about the carousel. Woo!
Good morning, Jen. I'm very happy to be here.
It's open. It's been a long time coming. It was open, then it was closed, and then there was a lot of talk about what's going to happen, who's going to open it, what's... And the volunteers came through and opened it again. Yay! So how's it going?
It's going well. We had a phenomenal first day. Jim and Jackie Schulman sponsored the first day as a free day. We had 1,400 riders on
Wow.
the first day. Whoa. Yes, we also had Crispy Cone from Lanesboro set up his food truck and his ice cream truck. And the popcorn guy, I think he's called Patriot Popcorn.
Oh, yeah, Patriot
Popcorn. He floats around. He came. He was doing some cranking out some popcorn.
Wow.
Father's Day, the next day we did BOGO. Buy one, get one. We had another 300 riders, which I would think somewhere between 2 and 3 would be our real daily total.
That's great. That's great. So you are open to the public on Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m.
Correct.
And normally when it's not a special promotion day, it's $2 a ride?
$2 a ride. Under 42 inches is free, but an adult must accompany that person.
Okay. And for those that don't know, the Berkshire Carousel is located at 50 Center Street. It's right on the corner there. And you can't miss it because it looks like a carousel. Yep. It's the old-fashioned carousel that some people come to Pittsfield and other cities just to look for this carousel. They're on a carousel tour of New England. And it's very special that Pittsfield has one. Do you want to talk about the history at all of the carousel?
Sure. This was kind of Jim Schulman's dream to get a community project built by community volunteers, kind of give back to the city type of thing. The numbers, I wasn't involved in the carving. I did a lot of the carpentry, the cupola, et cetera, et cetera. My wife did a lot of carving, designing, et cetera. Took 12 years. Probably 100 or more volunteers through that time to construct it. Opened in 16 or 17. By then, most of the volunteers were kind of burned out.
Yeah. And there was an executive director who was lovely, Maria Kakivella.
Maria, and then Maria passed.
Yes.
And then COVID hit, and that shut the doors.
Yeah.
The carousel is very unique. It's a 1928 Herschel machine.
Oh, that's what I didn't know. I'm so glad you know that, Morgan.
Of course, all of the horses were carved by volunteers, and our carousel is very unique in that it has an example of every major carver of carousel horses.
Oh.
So during the grand era of carousel, again, my dates might be a little fuzzy, late 18s, early 19s, I think there was 6 major carvers and assemblers of carousels, Philadelphia Toboggan Company, Illions, Loof. There was a bunch of them, and every carver had their style.
Oh.
So if you know your carousels, you could go to a carousel and say, oh, this is a Loof, because all the horses look alike. Our carousel has examples of all the major carvers.
Oh.
We also have a Hackney Ponies. We also have a donkey sponsored by Kevin O'Hare, local author.
Yeah.
We have a rocking chariot, a spinning tub, which the kids are just crazy about.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
We also have a wheelchair accessible chariot and a ramp, which is pretty unique because the old ones were way before ADA.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That is just, it makes us so happy that the Berkshire Carousel is back up and running. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7. And what are the letters in Lee?
The letters in Lee are WSBR.
USBR
88.1.
Bev, you have a great radio voice.
Bev is the operator of the board, and she does have a great radio voice. She does other radio things on this very station, in fact. Yeah. And we're grateful that she's operating the board. 88.1 in Lee, WSBR. We are speaking this week to Morgan Davis, the certified maintenance mechanic at the Berkshire Carousel, which is open and up and running. We're thrilled. Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 5. They will be opening on the 4th of July from 12 to 2, right after the parade. You can walk on down and take a spin on the carousel. And you have a great website, berkshirecarousel.com. I went on the website and just to get some more information, and it's very thorough. It talks about all the things you've been talking about, the horses and the history and the donors and the volunteers. And so we're grateful that the Berkshire Carousel is back up and running in Pittsfield. So tell us about your hopes and dreams for the summer. Saturdays and Sundays open 12 to 5, but you mentioned there were special events with food trucks and other things. Do you have any plans?
Well, we came to the food truck game late in the year, and most of the food trucks are all booked, like, in March. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking, and I'm throwing this out now on the radio, and we're always looking for food trucks, you know. We have some odds and ends of people showing up. We are going to be – we did get a cooler loaned to us from Sweet Peas Ice Cream in Dalton. So we're going to do some prepackaged, like ice cream sandwiches and ice cream treats. We do have a candy cart. We're hoping to get a coffee kiosk going from Tunnel City in Williamstown. And then we also have many donors who have come forward to sponsor free days. We got the Knights of Columbus Chapter 411 out of Dalton. We got Spagnolo Painting out of Hinsdale. We got Market 32 sponsored a free day, and I very much apologize. A gentleman came in with a check, and I don't know if it's VFW or American Legion in Pittsfield. They sponsored a free day. We're going to intersperse those during the year. Those will be on the website. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's interested in a free day.
And if there are any businesses out there that want to sponsor a free day, info@berkshirecarousel.com, info@berkshirecarousel.com, or stop by and chat with anyone on Saturdays and Sundays at the Berkshire Carousel, 50 Center Street in Pittsfield. They are open 12 to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. And they are offering events, which is also fun. You can have a birthday party at the carousel.
Correct.
And you can inquire about that, and they could bring in a food truck or picnic or whatever.
Correct.
Yeah.
Generally, birthday parties are BYO, bring your own food. We don't really want to get involved in selling not prepackaged food. So mm-hmm. birthday parties could bring their own cakes, their own beverages. You can either rent the carousel during a work day, or you could rent the carousel on an off day, have all just your own people there. You know, we're hoping to do some, you know, bridal showers or some, you know, any photo events. You know, anything you can think of, we'll be doing at the carousel.
Yeah, so think outside the box and contact the carousel. If you think that your idea is crazy, it's welcome.
We're also probably going to do a Halloween event, which would be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I believe the Berkshire Museum is closed for the remainder of the year
for renovations. That's
so
correct.
We might do a little Christmas tree event at the carousel. That's kind of up in the air at the moment.
But. That's great. So we are with the City of Pittsfield Cultural Development Office, and we work hand-in-hand with Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., which is basically the Downtown Pittsfield Chamber of Commerce. And there are a lot of events planned for the holiday season and for Halloween. So stay in touch for all of those, because we love to do things collaboratively and promote each other's events. If you're doing a Halloween event and Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is doing a Halloween event, let's tell each other about it. And it's so easy to get from the Berkshire Carousel to the Clock Tower Artists. Mm-hmm. So I think that those should be some cool partners partnership collaborative events in the future. Clock Tower Artist Studios are in the Clock Tower building on Church Street, but it's literally less than two blocks away from the carousel.
Very short walk.
Yeah. So that's really cool, too, if you wanted to make a couple hours out of it and go to the carousel and then go check out the Clock Tower Artist Studios.
We were also asked by the mayor to be open on First Friday, so we're gonna do that.
Yep.
And I know they have a shuttle.
Yes, we have an art. So we organize First Fridays at 5 along with Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and we have an art shuttle that RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, runs. And they do a stop at the Berkshire Carousel. So mm-hmm. they go from the different art venues, the Clock Tower, Hotel on North, Downtown Pittsfield, City Hall, Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, and they will be putting the Berkshire Carousel on their stop as well.
They were the first Friday. I think it was the first one.
Yep.
The van was coming down.
Yep. So that's good. We also love, so far, everything that the city or Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. has asked of the Berkshire Carousel. You've said yes. Mm-hmm. Like, can you please be open for First Fridays at 5? Because we're going to have a lot of people that want to check you out. Sure. That sounds good, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. How is it going for volunteers to, because is the carousel run by all volunteers at this point?
All volunteers, as the certified maintenance mechanic required by the state, I do get a small stipend when I have to inspect the ride every day before it runs. And I do get a small stipend for that. I have trained all the operators. Anyone can be trained to be an operator over the age of 18. We have a pretty good revolving cast of characters and volunteers for sales, for, you know, the point of sale and for merchandise and for just directing people through the gates. We have probably 8 or 10 operators trained. So we're doing good. I mean, we can always use more people. We try to do each day in two shifts, 12 to 2:30 and 2:30 to 5. It doesn't seem like it would be exhausting, but when it's full of 30 exuberant children, it kind of tires you out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. You have to pay a lot of attention to things, you mm-hmm. know. Always watching everything, essentially.
Yeah.
I have a question about that. Is there an age limit?
There is not. We had a pregnant woman ride it. We had a month-old baby, and we've had 90-year-olds riding it.
There you go.
Yep.
Good to know.
And there are very different options for riding. You can sit on a horse, climb on a horse, but there's a bench.
Correct.
Or is that what it's called?
We call them chariots.
Chariots.
So there's a rocking chariot. There is a wheelchair-accessible chariot. It's just like a bench seat.
Mm-hmm.
The seat flips up. We strap the wheelchair down. And then there's the all-very popular spinning tub.
Yeah, so you don't have to climb onto a horse. So don't feel intimidated or overwhelmed by the thought of having to climb onto a horse, because there are other options.
And we can also, we did have a elderly gentleman come, and he had a specific horse. You can actually turn the carousel by hand, and we can turn it until that specific horse is at the bottom of its cycle.
Oh.
So that makes it much easier for somebody to get on.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
So talk to the operator, and there might be some wiggle room on getting you on the specific horse. That's funny. So people come in and ask for a specific horse.
Yeah, some people walk, because there's like a walkway around the outside of the fence, and people walk back and forth. Oh, that's the one I want. You know, and others come because it was sponsored by a family member or a memory of a family member. We get a lot of that. And we give everyone plenty of time. We're not in a hurry. People will walk and take pictures and put their grandchildren on and take more pictures, and that's good. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And there's so many. There were hundreds of volunteers involved in the carving of these horses. So I'm sure people come back, because that's now been over a decade.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
It started. Mm-hmm. And so people come back and say, you know, oh, my grandmother carved that horse, or I carved that horse. So I'm sure there are special stories.
A lot involved. Of memories. We had one carver, Dan Hermansky, who has passed, and his family came. And then the last thing he carved a little heart in a tree with his initials and his wife's initials.
Oh.
So we're always like seeking out those little moments, you know?
Yeah. That's very special.
Yeah.
I love that. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, and we have Morgan Davis here from the Berkshire Carousel, certified maintenance mechanic from the Berkshire Carousel, which is open The Berkshire Carousel at 50 Center Street in Pittsfield is open Saturdays and Sundays, 12 to 5. And on July 4th, it will be open after the parade from 12 to 2, which we're thrilled. It's very hard to believe that July 4th is here, essentially. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. The 4th of July parade is underway. We know a lot of people involved in it. They're lining up all of the units and the floats and the organizations and the banner carriers. It steps off at 10 o'clock on Friday, July 4th, 10 o'clock, and it lasts about 2 hours. So the Berkshire Carousel will be open right after the parade ends. And the run, the 5K Berkshire Health Systems and Berkshire Running Foundation run, starts at 9 o'clock, goes on the parade route. Go to Berkshire Running Foundation's page for more information on how to register for that. Kids 18 and under are free to run that 5K. And it's really fun. I have a tradition. My children, who are now 16, have run that race for a long time. 8 years, maybe. And my tradition is to sit and have a cup of coffee and watch them run by.
That's
and
where I would be.
You know all the people. You know so many people. So you just mm-hmm. cheer on the runners, and then you meet them at the place we're sitting and watch the parade. I love the Pittsfield Parade. It makes me so happy.
If you travel outside the area, you realize how unique it is.
Oh.
There's no, anywhere I've traveled around the country, there's no parade as big as the Pittsfield 4th of July Parade.
Yeah.
It's really astonishing.
It's very special. So the Pittsfield Parade steps off at 10 o'clock. They have a website as well. And there are other events around the parade. It's not just a parade. The night before, they're having a special event at the Common. And then they're doing the car show on July 6th also. So look at their website, Pittsfield Parade's website, for more information on all of that stuff. And First Fridays at 5 is not happening in July because mm-hmm. it's on July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we're not going to make everyone crazy and have a parade, Berkshire Carousel. People want to go to do their barbecues and float in the pool or lake or wherever. Mm. So there will be no First Fridays at 5 in July. The next one is August 1st.
Jen, I'd be amiss if I didn't mention more donors.
Yes, please.
We did get all the picnic tables and all the hardware for a picnic tables donated anonymously. Cannarella Masonry of Dalton laid the donor paver stones out on our patio.
Nice.
And then Bartlett Landscaping came and laid additional pavers and did some topsoil and grading and seeding. So that was wonderful. That's all I can think of at the moment. I'm sure more will pop into my head.
Lots of history here. We're talking about the Berkshire Carousel. So this is something Jim and Jackie Shulman envisioned years ago, something far more ambitious, a living work of art that would celebrate both tradition and togetherness. Every horse, chariot, rounding board, and bench found a sponsor and helped breathe life into the handcrafted masterpiece. And this is from your website. It says over 300 volunteers, ranging from seasoned artisans to first-time carvers and painters, joined the effort. They created more than just a carousel, a symbol of community spirit. And the mm-hmm. carousel is back open. The Berkshire Carousel is back open mm-hmm. Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 5, and also open for special events like on the 4th of July from 12 to 2, First Fridays at 5. They're open usually from 5 to 8, which is in conjunction with the First Fridays at 5 timeline. So BerkshireCarousel.com has more information. And I love that this carousel has an example of all the major horses carved, which is so funny because I have seen people come to Pittsfield just for the Berkshire Carousel, and I didn't realize that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
People travel around and say, where is this carousel and what kind of carousel is it? What are they? What is their specialization? And then they make their travel accordingly.
Yeah, a lot of the carousels, the Holyoke Carousel, which came from Mountain Park, their outside row are all called standers. All of our horses are jumpers.
Oh.
So that's always different. Every carousel has, some have two rows, some have three rows. Every carousel have what's called a lead horse, and it's always a horse in armor. That's in the number one position. That's kind of interesting.
And who chose the lead horse?
That I don't know.
Huh?
Yeah.
I wonder. Probably Jim Shulman.
We did have a paid professional carver for quite a while when the workshop was at the mall.
Uh-huh.
Walt, I'm afraid I can't remember his last name. And then Todd Goings from Ohio is the man who rescues these carousels. There was over 4,000 carousels back in the day.
Wow.
Many of them were end stops for trolley lines, for just a tourism kind of thing. Now there's less than 400.
Oh.
And Todd finds these. I mean, you think about the times, all right? You had the Depression. You know, people were like literally burning the horses. Then you had wartime. They were taking all the steel and scrapping all the steel for the war effort. So not a lot of them survived.
Yeah.
And Todd goes and he finds them and he restores them. And he's the man that comes and puts it all together on your location.
Wow. And Pittsfield is one of those that has survived. 400 out of the 400, Pittsfield is one of them. And mm-hmm. so we're very thankful for Jim and Jackie Shulman, who
very
had
thankful.
Envisioned this years and years ago, and all of the volunteers. Don't you remember at the mall? I remember walking by the mall and going inside and just watching it. It was like a live, you know, open studio work of art, and you could just watch the carvings. Mm-hmm. And we would go and watch, and it was really
cool. That was probably the best location for the carving shop.
Yeah.
Got a lot of foot traffic.
And the windows were awesome. You didn't even have to go in to see what was happening because you could see it from...
So Jim and Jackie, of course, are on the top of the list of thank yous for envisioning this. Harvey Kimmel of the Kimmel Foundation has also been instrumental in supporting us.
Great. That's all good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Davis is here from the Berkshire Carousel, the Certified Maintenance Mechanic, CMM. So I reached out to Janet Crawford, who is one of the head volunteers these days for the Berkshire Carousel. And she said, Morgan can come on. He's the CMM. And I said, in my head, I was thinking Chief Marketing Officer, but that's CMO. So I'm like, CMM, Chief Marketing And so I Googled it and I found out Certified Maintenance Mechanic, because every carousel needs
Correct.
A CMM.
Correct.
In order to operate.
So and you get a thing from the state, which you can imagine how thick and cumbersome all that data is. I think it was like, I don't know, 40 pages. So you need to study it. You send in your application to take the test. They give you the date. And if you don't go, you lose your money. You lose your slot. You got to start all over again.
Where'd you have to go?
I had to go to Amherst.
Oh?
There's a state building on the college grounds.
Oh?
So it was such an interesting demographic. So I'm 65, and I get to the test room, and it's all construction workers in their high-vis. Because I was like the only carnival guy. It's like hydraulic licenses, drots, bulldozers, cranes, fork trucks. I mean, everything. It was all like... 30-year-old guys in high-vis T-shirts, and then it was me.
Did you wear, we'll take a picture and post this on social media. Did you wear what you have on now to take the test?
No, that was pre King of Ringmaster outfit days.
Mm-hmm. But you passed.
I passed.
And
you have
so
to get
you,
a 70, I think.
And you are the certified maintenance mechanic for the Berkshire Carousel.
Also, Jules Gillette was just such a big help. Of Gillette Carnival.
Oh, yeah,
he helped us all the way through it. I mean, the process is, you know, yes, you want to be licensed by the state, but you have to have a third-party inspector come to inspect before the state comes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole, I mean, it just goes
process.
On and on and on.
Yep.
It's a process.
Yeah, I know Gillette Carnival is very into the community as well. So we're grateful for them. Morgan Davis is the certified maintenance mechanic from Berkshire Carousel. Berkshire Carousel is back in Pittsfield. We're grateful. They are open Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 5. And July 4th, they'll be open after the parade from 12 to 2, berkshirecarousel.com. And they also have a social media presence as well on
Correct.
Facebook, Berkshire Carousel. So follow along. They're very good at posting different special events or free days or buy one, get one free day. And what is the candy cart?
Oh, so this past weekend was save your ticket stub. You get a free candy from the candy cart.
And the candy cart, I saw those. Remember in Penny Candy, you would get those sticks. What are those called? Candy sticks?
And with the powder in them?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
The sugar boost?
I just mean the old school candy canes, but they're sticks, and they're all different flavors.
Oh, boy.
I
know what you mean.
I think they're in the candy cart.
I think I
saw them in the photo.
Yeah, they're very old
school.
So you
save last weekend, and maybe this will happen again. We don't know. You save your stub, and you get to pick out a free candy.
Correct.
But if not, you pay, and you get to get a candy.
Nobody paid for their candy.
Oh, okay. So there's a very good chance that if you go to the Berkshire Carousel, you will get to pick out a piece of candy.
Correct.
From the candy cart. Every organization should have a candy cart.
I know. We also have a big merch table, too. We have T-shirts and sweatshirts. And another favorite is the passport book. So I think it's $10. And every time you ride a different horse, you get your passport stamped. And at the end, don't quote me. I think you get a T-shirt if you do all. There's 33 horses.
So you have a Berkshire Carousel passport.
Correct.
Oh, I bet you that's really fun. People will get into that for sure.
And that, I believe, was designed by Katie Levesque of Dalton. She's done a lot of our graphic stuff.
Yeah, you have a lot of good people coming together to...
Dr. Vinyl also. He provided all of the vinyl overlays, the interior sign. He is going to get a paying gig to put up the outside sign. We're very much lacking. I mean, you can tell when you see it. Mm-hmm. It's a carousel building. Mm-hmm. But we still really need an outside sign presence. So that's coming up, too, as well. Nice outside sign.
Yeah, Dr. Vinyl is a good. We are lucky that in Pittsfield and the Berkshires, we do have good graphic designers, sign companies, and they all come together to help when we need them. Mm-hmm. So that's good stuff. How many horses are on the carousel?
There are 33 horses.
33 horses.
And then we have 7 spares.
Oh, because if one breaks?
It's unlikely, but you just never know.
Where are the spares?
Inside.
So you can see the spares?
Yes.
They're on display?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like a work of art. It is an art exhibition.
It's called the largest moving art project in the state. Is what it's considered.
Nice.
Yeah. And the horses, we have 3 rows of horses. Again, I said, a lot of carousels are different. Some have 2, some have whatever. And the largest horses are on the outside, then the medium, then the small. And the side facing out is called the romance side. That's where you see all the adornment and the roses and the inside's kind of plain.
All right. Well, some people like plain.
That's historical.
Yeah. That's good. So 33 horses with 7 spare. And you can go in. I mean, people want to ride but some people that don't just go with your family and look around. And
we've had many people come and just say, "I just want to sit and watch," and like, okay,
yeah, it's so.
Or just do a photo op on some favorite horse, or whatever. Again, nobody's being rushed through. You want to take some photos, and that's what it's all about. It's all about memories, and many of the horses are people that have passed. I mean, there's carvings of angels and carvings of so much stuff on them.
Yeah,
really means a lot to a lot of the people that come.
A lot of history in the Berkshire Carousel, for sure. It was paused temporarily, but it's back once again. I'm reading this from the website. Spinning joy into the hearts of all who visit. It's more than a ride. It's a journey through craftsmanship, history, and shared community pride.
It's to see the kids on it is, I've heard so many times, this is the best day of my life from like a little 5-year-old. I'm like, okay, I can work with that.
Yeah, come back. We can do it again. I love that. It does bring joy.
It really does.
It's beautiful, and they're beautiful works of art, but riding the carousel is super fun.
Each horse was probably 1,000 hours of labor, glued up from blocks of wood. I mean, it had a gluing station and clamps and... The head was made separate. The body, the legs, and the tail were all separate pieces, all glued together, sanded endlessly, 7 coats of paint, and either an automotive clear or they all have like a different finish on them. Like 1,000 hours a horse.
Oh, it's crazy. Wild. Check out the Berkshire Carousel. It's at 50 Center Street in Pittsfield. Saturdays and Sundays open 12 to 5. For the 4th of July, it will be open 12 to 2. And First Friday's Arts Walk in August and September, it likely will be open 5 to 8. BerkshireCarousel.com, BerkshireCarousel.com. They also are on social media, and we are... promoting anything we can through our social media outlets as well on Love Pittsfield on Instagram and Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook and lovepittsfield.com. Woo! That's
wow.
That's crazy. And reminder, the 4th of July parade steps off at 10 o'clock. The race beforehand, the 5K race, steps off at 9 o'clock, and go to the carousel afterwards. All of this information is on our website, lovepittsfield.com. Happy 4th of July to all, and happy Berkshire Carousel reopening. Morgan Davis, certified maintenance mechanic from Berkshire Carousel, thanks so much for coming on.
Sure, my pleasure.
The Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are going to take a photo and post it so you can see the ringmaster outfit for sure.
I do apologize if I've forgotten anyone. I didn't bring any notes.
No, you're good.
I think I covered all the bases.
I think you did, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bev, for being here always. Have a good week, everyone.